High turnover rates and rising inflation have companies looking to work perks as incentives to keep employees put instead of salary boosts. Joining us to discuss more is Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero. And, you know, this is a very interesting trend that kind of speaks to the overall power that workers have in this labor market, Danny. But at the same time, if you got some free pretzels at work, is that really going to make up for being paid $10,000 less?
You know, I wouldn't say that quite yet, but like you said, high inflation and high turnover, many companies are looking to offer these perks, such as more vacation days, as well as work from home options as a way to limit hiking up those salaries, because once those salaries go up, they rarely go down. So some employers, have actually, you know, invested in increasing wages as well as benefits, but other employers are really resisting that salary hike. Let's just take a look at a survey by Gartner, which shows that just over a third of all organizations said they plan to adjust compensation to account for inflation, with 13% saying they plan to do so for all employees. Now, corporate spending has accelerated within the last year, but those adjustments haven't been keeping up with the pace of inflation and those rising costs of living. For those who have been in the same role for over a year, their wage has increased to 5.9% compared to 7% inflation. Companies are hoping those extra vacation days will boost their reputation and keep those workers on board. Companies are benchmarking their employee salaries to their competitors. Also, some surveys even show that employees are actually, they prefer more flexible hours, work hours, than pay. You know, for example, at Elf Cosmetics, they increased salaries by a low single digit percentage, that reflects higher costs of living. And an economist at the Pearson Institute for International Economics, he said that companies over time will likely have to raise those salaries to go along with these high costs of living, but it's still unclear when those will happen and at what time. But also another thing to consider is that boosting salaries is really expensive for companies. So companies will have to take into consideration the risk of employee turnover. Brian?
Yeah, absolutely, Danny. I mean, the question here is whether or not keeping an employee with higher pay is also going to negate what is also rising costs, even if you do have some of those work perks, which are getting more expensive. Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero, thanks so much for breaking all that down for us.